Arati Vaikuntham.
Nayam
Arati Vaikuntham. Pala Mula Parasranam. Pada Mula Parasranam. Sambhavita Mati Stabha. Sambhavita Mati Stabha. Sadhu Biparyu Pasitam. Nayanam Arhati.
Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This person is puffed up because of his achievements, thinking, I am the best. He does not deserve to approach the shelter of Lord Vishnu's lotus feet, which are worshipped by all saintly persons. For he is impotent, thinking himself greatly important. Purport. If a devotee thinks that he is very much advanced in devotional service, he is considered puffed up and unfit to seat benefit of the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. Again, this instruction by Lord Chaitanya is applicable. Tanadapi shuni chena tarorapi saishnuna amanina manadina kirtaniya sadahari. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige and ready to offer all respects to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of Lord constantly. Unless one is humble and meek, one cannot qualify to sit at lotus feet of Lord.
Namo Vishnu Pada.
As we all may know, being puffed up is one of the worst quality of the devotee, and not only devotees, but anyone and everyone whoever thinks that he is the best and everybody else is nothing. Whoever thinks that without me, this world will not turn anymore around. In other words, he becomes egocentric, then it becomes very, very dangerous for spiritual life. We have seen in the past, and we read from the scriptures as well, that so many times that whenever even devotees in a very high stage, whenever they start thinking of themselves so important, from hero they can become zero. It is one of the probably symptoms of Kali Yuga, and Lord Chaitanya very kindly given us the formula. And if we want to be fit to be devotees, to be humble enough to chant the holy name of Lord, then here it is, in this state only can be chanted the holy name properly. Tarnadapi suni chena tarurapi saishnuna manina manadina kirtanya sadari. So, is there anybody in that state already? Who can be like a straw on the street? Raise your hand if anybody is already in that state. Not yet? That means we are all keep trying. That's very good. So nobody thinking himself he's a hero or he's better than others. That means we have already a lot of candidates here that Because nobody thinks that I am better than the others. It's a fact. There are three things, actually, mind, words, and the actions. First, we think by mind that we are heroes, we are great. And then mind slowly, slowly pushes to the tongue to speak the same thing what it thinks. No matter it's good or bad, if mind is powerful, then getting the right hole, it will enter to your heart and you will start speaking the same thing, basically what you are thinking about yourself. We have seen many times that we are in a certain atmosphere with certain circle of people that we don't want to even say something, but we say. I'm sure 99.9% of devotees who are sitting here, they have experienced already this. If not in Krishna consciousness, then before Krishna consciousness for sure. Sometimes you don't want to say something, but it just comes out of your mouth by force of the nature, three modes of material nature, or some circumstances where you are in already and you want to show that you are something or whatever. I don't know. Something happens and you say something. And the third thing is that already you walk in such a way that people notice you and then they think, oh, here. You're showing that actually I'm something here. Don't you notice me? So this is like a poison in a milk and very dangerous for devotees, especially for devotees, because when we say devotee, we understand devotee in complete with these all wonderful qualities, humility, simplicity, and pridelessness, and all many wonderful qualities which is described in Bhagavad Gita, 13th canto, chapter 8 to 12. Very, very nicely described, which is knowledge and which is not knowledge by Lord Krishna. When we say being an humble or tolerant, it is easy to say actually rather than being humble. Because being humble is not whenever you want to or you can be humble. Being humble is that when you actually, everybody else would react it in a different way. You would take a stick and bamboo and hit on someone's head. But you're still acting very humble without any disturbances. Years back, I was happened to walking, traveling actually to the one place where Lord Chaitanya met one of his glorious associates, Ramachandra Das. I was fortunate to be in that place where Lord Chaitanya met Ramachandra Das, and he was actually giving a class while Ramachandra Das, who was from a very rich family, on the palanquin, they were taking him to the marriage. It's very interesting, actually. First time ever I have seen Indian traditional marriage in that place also, in that very same day when I went. I never seen before that the boy is sitting on the palanquin and they're carrying him to the girl's place. So they're very nicely decorated, you know, and four people, they're carrying him. I'm sure all of you have seen in India, it's traditional. Yeah, you have seen those things? Oh, you didn't see it? How when the marriage is going on, before the first time boy has to see the girl, they're taking him with a palanquin. You never seen? Huh? Ah, not so much in Bombay. Okay, okay. So traditions are still left in the villages then, huh? Yeah, so that's why I've seen it. You haven't seen. So okay, so it was very interesting actually. We were going by ambassador and it was a little bit raining and poor people in the middle of the forest, you know, long distance, they were carrying this palanquin and boy was sitting there. I don't know whether he was comfortable or not, but it was, you know, kind of shaky. So they were taking him to the girl's place. I asked, what is this going on? They said, yeah, this is marriage. So they explained me in Bengali. Yeah, so I was fortunate to see that stone actually where Narottam Das Thakur was sitting on that stone and giving a class to the devotees when palanquin was just going on the road and he turned and he said, just look at this guy. He thinks when he gets married, he will be very happy. All his problems is going to be solved. So many things. He don't know. He's in Maya. If he's not devoted to the Lord, then all whatever he's doing is just useless. I don't know exact words how he told Narottam Das Thakur, but I remember something was very sharp, he told. And happened, Ramachandra listened to that from the palanquin because there are garlands hanging. Hardly you can see the face who is sitting inside. But from inside he could see outside and he could hear everything, what he was saying. And he told the guys, he says, stop for a moment. So they stopped. And he listened, he continued listening what was Narottam Das Thakur was telling. And he jumped down from the palanquin, came and paid obeisances to Narottam Das Thakur. And he became his disciple. That's why Narottam Das Thakur loved him so much. At the end of this song, huh? Shri Krishna Chaitanya, it said, Ramachandra Sangam Aje Narottam Das. So that's the same Ramachandra, actually. So when I was going to this place, why I started to tell all this is because I have seen one big tree, huge tree actually, which was probably no less than 50, 60-year-old tree. And that area usually every year got flooded. Ganges, Mother Ganges come up, washes away, and people again, they build whatever houses, whatever they have, small. But each year, it takes at least 5 centimeters of sand, dirt, from the surface of that area. So slowly, it gets lower and lower and lower. Year after year. And because Kali Yuga is getting more and more powerful, then Mother Ganges is getting more and more stronger and washes away every day more, probably. So this tree has become like, you know, because it took away the dirt, the roots started to standing up from the surface of the earth. And you can imagine in Bengal, so hot, when heat is, all these roots have become like dried, you know, no juice like inside. And if you look from where actually the earth started before, it's like if I raise my hand, still I won't reach to the beginning of the where originally this tree was planted. That bad. was washed away so much. So if you look at that part below from the ground zero where we see the roots, you will see probably there is no life anymore left in this tree. Dead body. Dead substance. But actually when you look above, you see a green, blooming, beautiful tree. Unbelievable. When I look at this tree, I was with Advaita Acharya. I don't know if anybody knows from Mayapur. I told him to stop the car. We went down. I look at this tree and took some photographs, which is actually in my book, Salted Bread. You can look at this tree. I was embracing this tree, roots, and crying. I said, my God, look at this. This is just like devotees. No matter how much they harass them, no matter how heavy KGB harassed the Soviet devotees, they were still going on with this Sankirtan, green like anything. Unbelievable. So, then I was talking whole day long with Advaita. I was talking about this tree. I couldn't forget about this. We were discussing so many different topics about this humility and pridelessness and so many other qualities. I said, just see, we are talking about being tolerant, more tolerant than a tree. But can we even be tolerant as this tree? So difficult, really, to be tolerant. Sometimes our room is a little bit hot already, we cannot tolerate. What to speak about day and night standing there? So this is what Lord Chaitanya is talking about. In this state of mind, when we are that humble, we can really go on. Sorry, I need to sit like that. Only in this stage of mind, we could go on and chanting the holy names. And this chanting of holy name will be always different than we chanted the day before. Why? Because the holy names chanted in the humble state of mind is always different than chanting just to finish our 16 rounds, which is like a formula. Oh, let me finish this one round and then go and take prasadam. Hare Krishna, prasad, prasad, prasad. And then your mind goes already to the prasadam. You're just trying as quick as possible, as soon as possible, to finish this chanting because we have some urges, body urges. But in the humble state, which I'm talking about already, maybe Paramahansa state, like Haridas Thakur or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or other associates, like Srila Prabhupada sometimes, we have a video how Srila Prabhupada fully concentrated chanting the holy name. This is what I could call the humble state of chanting the holy names. Or sometimes when the KGB beats you up and you are bleeding all from all your holes, then that's also very good, because that you cannot think of anything else except the holy names. Then you sit and chant very humbly, because hardly your body can do anything, hardly your body is asking for anything. Just to relax, you know, have peace of mind and sitting down and chanting the holy names. So we got the lesson, we got an experience how to chant the holy names in a humble state of mind, at least once or twice. But quality is always different, always. When we know when we are chanting in a humble state, or while we are chanting, where is our mind, where is our eyes, where is our ears actually. We are hearing what we are saying, or we are just chanting like a robotic, you know, just. So it is very, very important that we chant the holy name in such way that actually it goes directly to our heart. We feel actually what we are saying. Once I was asked, how you practice the Krishna consciousness in jail? I said, just like, you know, you lost the key of your room where all your diamonds and everything what you are keeping. How anxiously you will search for the keys to open the door and get your precious stones from there. Can you imagine if you have diamonds worth for $10 million, pounds, and accidentally you lost the key and end up in the street? How you will search for that key? You will never leave any stone unturned, huh? Probably. You will ask anyone. You will look into the trash, maybe perhaps with the banana excess was gone, thrown to the key there. Once you lock, there are some doors, right? When you lock, without key, it's locked from outside. From inside, you can open with one push of your fingers. But from the back, from outside, forget it. And I'm sure some of you will have an experience like that, that you lock your door and you left the key inside. So how you will like to open this door? My God. That's how we have to practice Krishna consciousness, that we left that treasure inside and we want to open the door no matter how. You will approach anyone and everyone who can help you out. You can serve anyone and everyone just to open that door. And that door is the door of the Galoka Vrindavan. Galoka Vrindavan, where once we go, probably we'll never come back. That's at least says what it says in the Shastra. Once we go there, we'll never come back. So let us search for that key as good as we can, because we never know when is our last day. Maybe that's today for some of us. And while we are sitting here, this 1 hour lecture, thousands of people, they already died in this planet, especially in Iraq. And in America, from car accident, they're dying more than in war because they drive very fast. They rush for something, for work, for some meeting. And that's the end of their life, last day. And they didn't know about it. And if you know that is your last day, how you will do, how you'll plan your last day? Just think for a moment. If today someone came, some angel came, some demigod came and told, you know, today is your last day, in your ears. My God. So what would you do? Just think about it. Today is your last day. What is your mind telling first? No, it's impossible. I'm going to live forever. And that's actually true. We really live forever. We never die. But the body dies. But the way how you perceive this world in that stage will never be again, because it's your last day. I have one single letter from my Guru Maharaj, and he wrote me in that letter, he said, "Dear Sarva Bhavana Prabhu Das, please always try to serve Krishna as today is your last day. And they will always be happy. And Krishna will protect you." So if we think that today is our last day, we'll wash this temple, we'll serve the devotees, we'll serve prasadam to all of them and eat the last, And chant as much as possible the holy names. Prepare ourselves for that moment when exam will come. Death is the exam for all of us, for most of us. Because if we understand that Krishna consciousness is path on which we can go back home, back to Godhead, there is only one situation when we will be tested. A moment. And that moment is when we will say goodbye to this body, which is all five elements, nothing but five elements. And I prayed already so many times, and I will pray again so that I can leave my body just like my friend Sachisuta Das, who left his body in a jail in a very unusual circumstances. That he was in a cell, you know, very cold December 26, next day of the Christmas. He knew that actually he's going to die. I don't know whether any angel or demigod told on his ear that today is your last day, my friend. I don't know, but fact is fact that 100%, 108%, he knew that actually he's going to die today. He's going to leave this material body today. I have very detailed description in my book, but I would like to briefly tell what the situation was for him, for this wonderful devotee, my friend with whom I grew up from kindergarten and being in school and then in the army for 2 years and then in Krishna consciousness for only 2 years. In 1984, we returned back from army. We joined to the movement. In 1986, we were already put in a jail for 2 years for Srila Prabhupada's book production and distribution. So what happened? He used to work in Siberia below 50 degree. I know in India everybody can imagine above 50. But below 50, I doubt many of you, you know what means 50. Below 50 is that when you take a warm water and drop it, before it reaches to the ground, it's already ice. You listen the sound, click, click, click. This is what means below 50. And you imagine in this condition, you work outside, you do some work. So he got, in other words, he got tuberculosis, very heavy kind of a disease. And when he was coughing, all bleeding and everything. So hardly he could walk. So they took him to the hospital jail while he was there. And the last day, he asked one of his cellmates to please kindly shave my head and leave little hair here, which we call shikha. At that time in Soviet Union, nobody ever did that, because if you do like that, then KGB will know you very fast. They will take you from your ear and put somewhere else. So we never keep shikha. We never put dhoti or kurta. Forget it. So he was walking very slow, holding from the wall and going to the bathroom. He had taken shower after that with a plastic cup, 200 grams, which you can drink water. So he took shower in the bathroom. Very uncomfortable situation, very dirty place actually. And by the way, the bathrooms are made in such a way like you are on a stage, you know? Like I'm sitting here, so the bathroom is open. So you feel very uncomfortable going bathroom because so many other cellmates are sitting there. So this is another kind of a psychological damage, you know, you get in such a cells, you know. It's specifically made for people to get crazy there. So he took his bedsheet and made a dhoti for himself. From the newspapers, he made the garland, just like I am wearing one, but he made out of newspapers and hang for himself. Since there is no Ganges water and Dwaraka Mati to put the tilak, from the toothpaste he put all the 12 tilaks on his body. And from the bread, we used to make japa mala, japa beads, because there was nothing else to use wood. Hardly you can find any wood there, actually. So from bread and sock thread, we used to make some nice-looking, really quite good beads. But instead of 108, sometimes we used to make 54 or sometimes 27. When it's 27, four times you chant and you get one round. So 27 was easy to hide. So he had 27 beads on his hand. And very tiny photographs, which we hide actually in here in our clothes before even they arrested us. We knew that one day that we're going to be arrested. So we hide the pictures there. So he has the picture in left hand and the japa bead bag on the right hand. He sit lotus just like we are sitting, Padmasana, with a smiling face, chanting the holy name and the left his body. Even the karmis who were sitting in the same cell, they had no any idea what is Krishna consciousness, what this guy is talking about. They said, we wish we would die just like this gentleman. Because from either from our relatives or from our own, seeing or hearing from others, we know that when people they die, usually they suffer a lot these last moments. Some of them they pass through urine and all kinds of dirty things come out. And some they get very angry, they're asking God, why this is not happening to my neighbor and happening to me? They get very upset. But when time came, then no one is asking whether it's your turn or your neighbor's turn. Now it's your turn. You have to take care of yourself. Prepare yourself. But sometimes it's very difficult to say, okay, my dear Lord, this was given to me so many years to be under this wonderful sun, and I have made wife and children and family, and now is time, my time has come to say goodbye to all these. And with empty-handed, like Napoleon told, go back home, back to God. Because nothing else we can carry with us from this material world. We came empty-handed, we'll go empty-handed. We have to stop at 9, right? Yeah. So anyhow, this has been a very good example for me, my good friend, and I really wish I could one day, I don't know when is that day, but one day to leave my body also like that in such a humble stage. And this is a proof actually that he left his body in such a wonderful, unusual situation, but with smiling face means he was very happy that Krishna himself was taking care of him. Because if you don't smile, means you are suffering. I mean, if from the person's face you can see whether or not he is happy or unhappy. He says, devotees, they don't run behind the pride and the glory or happiness. Because more you run behind all these things, it will go far from you. Just like butterfly, you're trying to catch a butterfly. Each time you catch, it's flying to the next flower. To the next flower, to the next flower. And you go very expertly and you're thinking, this time I'm going to catch you, guy. As soon as you're ready to close your fingers, it's run away. Happiness is like that. Happiness goes away when you run behind him. But as soon as you sit peacefully, chant Hare Krishna, it comes and sits on your shoulder. So I hope from today, all of us will be able to make one step towards that humility and chanting the holy name in a proper state of mind, being, like Lord Chaitanya said, like a straw on the street, which everybody can come and spit on us and kick on us and whatever. And we still have to say, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I stop here, I think, because the Maha Mantra says everything what I could even imagine in my life. If anybody has any short question, maybe we can answer. And it's coming to our urge time, you know, when we have to take prasadam already. It's the most important time. One of the most important. Anybody has any questions, perhaps? I could answer. Hare Krishna. Antarat Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Nitai Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.